Today is, our passage is Luke chapter 6, and I'm going to say something that I don't often say, but let's just pretend for a moment that some of you are actually human, and you don't read through the Bible 5 times every year, but you intend to study it, and you've made a New Year's resolution that you're going to read Scripture, and you're going to study it and get more involved this year in doing it. I bless you for that, and I hope that you do it. But if you are human, and you're like me and like everybody else, sometimes we get busy, we don't get to study as much as we'd like. If you have one chapter in Scripture, one that you can read, read Luke chapter 6. Read it over and over and over again. If you want a good Lenten practice, take Luke chapter 6 and read it every day for 6 weeks during Lent. There is a lot in this chapter. We've got the first few verses. There are three big things that happen. Three big things. That's what we're going to talk about today. But also in here we get the naming of the apostles. We also get, at the end, we get the Jesus telling us that we should love our enemies, that we shouldn't judge those around us. And you got the great illustration of why are you worried about the speck in your friend's eye when you've got a giant log in your own. Jesus reminds us of all of these things in this chapter, but most of all it ends with Jesus saying, build your life on a firm foundation. Build your life on the foundation, the rock that is Jesus. But let's back up today and talk about what these first parts of this passage, our first parts of this chapter that are in our passage for today. Giving you a little context, the end of chapter 5, everybody goes to a party at Levi's house, okay? We're going to party because we all know that the IRS agents make the best parties. They have the greatest party. They're known for being party animals. Tax collectors are known for that. So everybody's at Levi's house, and apparently they did get a little bit of wild time because all the Pharisees were complaining that Jesus was hanging out with people like Levi. Well, then he goes into chapter 6, and Jesus is hungry. He's walking through a field, and he's hungry. And the Pharisees get mad because he and his disciples take the grain and eat the grain. Now, the first thing that thought to my head all the time is, why are they not mad that they're stealing somebody's grain? You ever thought about that? This wasn't theirs. Farmers make a living. You take their grain, they don't get to make a living. Why weren't they mad because he's stealing? Well, because Jewish law required the outsides of the fields to be left for people walking by. In Leviticus 19, it says, you should not harvest the edges of your field, because that should be saved for the poor and for the foreigners who are in your land. So he wasn't stealing, necessarily, because it was set aside for the poor and the foreigner. But what were they mad about? Well, they were mad because he was working on the Sabbath. He was crushing the grain. He was harvesting the grain. He was crushing the grain. And then he was preparing food, all of which was considered working on the Sabbath according to the way the Pharisees were interpreting the law. Interpreting the law. You guys maybe heard in the news lately, it's been becoming popular. If you've studied social sciences, it's been around since the Greeks, but something called confirmation bias. This is where we all go to a text, a written document, or even the internet or anything like that, or even come to church, looking for ways to support what we already believe. We look for things that will help us feel good about the thoughts we're already having. We don't have an open mind necessarily, but we have a mind that's already decided what we should think and do, and we're looking for things to bolster that. And that's what the Pharisees were doing with Jesus. They were looking for ways to bolster what they already knew. He wasn't behaving the way they thought he should. But Jesus says he didn't come to throw away the law. He came to fulfill it, and here's how he's explaining it to them. Remember David? When David was hungry, he was allowed to break a rule to not only take care of himself, but take care of the hungry men who were with him. hungry people are more important than the rule. Hungry people are more important than the rule of the Sabbath. That's what we learn in that first story. Then there's a second story. Jesus is in the synagogue and he's teaching. And there's a man who has a withered hand. And Jesus says to him, stand up in front of everyone and stretch out your hand. Now, Jesus didn't even get up. He didn't touch the man. He can't be accused of working. He didn't break that rule. But they got mad at him because he was disrupting the Sabbath. They needed to find something because they didn't like him. They went into the situation looking for ways to support what they already felt, which was, we don't like him. They had bias towards him before they ever got started. But Jesus said to them, hurting people are more important than any of your rules. Hurting people are more important than rules. Hungry people are more important. People who are hurting are more important. So then we go to the third section of the story of this passage today. Jesus goes away and prays. And then he comes back and he names 12 people to be apostles. Now the Greek word apostle comes from the word which means to send. These are people he wants to send out. You ever thought about this? If Jesus wanted rules, wouldn't this have been the perfect time for him to set it out and say, this, that, the other, here's the rules. But no, he sends people. So that people can go out and be in relationship with other people. Now he's going to follow all of this up with a sermon that helps us understand, not necessarily rules, but at least the ethics by which we should live. Do not judge, love everyone, including your enemies. Jesus loved the Pharisees even though they were trying to kill him. Build your foundation on Jesus. Luke chapter 6 begins by reminding us that the most important thing to Jesus was not a bunch of rules. The most important thing to Jesus were people. And getting people into right relationships with one another. This has been a really interesting week. Our congregation here, we've suffered a great loss. Many of us have had disturbing news. Difficult things have happened in our congregation this week. When I started working on this homily on Tuesday, the week went completely different than I thought it was going to go. But you know, besides that, besides what's going on in our little church, in our country, some strange and new and different things have begun to happen. There are people much smarter than I who are dealing with issues that are very, very difficult. I'm glad I don't work for a government agency. I'm glad I'm not your senator or your representative. I'm glad that I don't have to make some of the hard decisions that people have to make. Decisions that balance freedoms. Decisions that do a lot of things. I'm glad I don't have to make those. But there is one thing I'm also very glad about. Because I don't have to make those, it makes it a whole lot easier for me to deal with people in the way that Jesus says we should in Luke chapter 6. Because now I don't have to worry about whether somebody broke a rule or not. I don't have to worry about what their religious beliefs are. If they're hurting, I get to take care of them. If they're hurting people out there, Jesus says we need to love them and take care of them. If there are people that are hungry, we need to love them and take care of them. if there are people that are homeless, who are stuck between one country and another, we need to take care of them. Let somebody else deal with what is legal, what is right, what is wrong. When we have people who are hurting, regardless of why, we, as Jesus' arms and legs, are there to love them, help them, and heal them. That's what Jesus calls us to do in Luke chapter 6, because we do not just have 12 apostles. Jesus sends each one of us out as well to care for the human beings that are around us, whatever they look like, wherever they come from. If they are hungry, if they are hurting, if they are grieving, we are there to help them and support them and love them. Praise be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.